This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional man? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And thank you very much for all that you're doing out there, you citizen journalists, trying to scrutinize the news and getting all the details, certainly here on Red State Talk Radio. And again, we have another banner show for you. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We got just, like I said, tons of information about what is going on. I mean, from the local level all the way up to the worldwide level. we follow the precepts of Agenda 21, right? Think globally, but act locally. That's us. That's what, you know, they tell you with the agenda. You know, when we go through the training on Agenda 21, what is Agenda 21? United Nations plan to control everything about you. Every little tiny detail. You know, if you want to go out and get your hair taken care of, right? Guess what? You can't do that. No, the salon owners get arrested and thrown in jail. Shocking. Or if you want to go to a restaurant, they call the ABC on you. That comes down and takes away your license. Says, no, you can't do this, right? You can't do this. Shocking. That, you know, this is that you're living in a dictatorship when you let it be a dictatorship. Some people do not, and they push back. Yeah. And that's exactly what all of us have to do, is push back against the tyrannical local government officials. Really, it's kind of interesting. This isn't Donald Trump, the president, doing this to all of us. These are the local people. It's why I talk about, when I talk about with the United Nations Agenda 21, its plan is to think globally, but act locally, right? You've got the big picture, Donald J. Trump. But wait a minute, it's not Trump who's controlling things at the local level. No, it's your local officials. It's your state officials. It's your bureaucrats. And of course, California doesn't have a bureaucracy, does it? Shocking. No, it doesn't. Come on. You guys are just joshing me. Or does your local state, does your state have a bureaucracy? And do you have sub-bureaucracies? Do your counties, do you, oh, regionalism. There you go. There's a bureaucracy for you. Unelected officials foisting taxes, regulations, telling you how to act. Every little detail of your life being controlled. That's the good communist Nazi way to do things, isn't it? So you have many Hitlers running around. Gavin Newsom. And he's got his now his Newsom Nazis that are running around. I wonder if they're going to employ the Newsom Nazis today in Sacramento. There's another protest going on. There was a protest last Friday? May 1st, May Day. Yeah, and we watched all that stuff, right? We watched what was really going on there with interest, big interest. There were a number of things that were happening, and we talked about this last night on our radio. Excuse me, not our radio, but our weekly, bi-weekly, because we do it twice now, open public phone call. You know, open public phone call. It's growing every Sunday at 7. You can call in. Go to newcaliforniastate.com, and there's a call-in number with a code. You can call in, and you can be a part of the conversation. And then every Wednesday, we do the same thing at 7. This is Pacific time. We're getting East Coasters. We're getting Central Coasters. We're getting South Coasters, Northern Coasters. No, the Canadians. We're getting some Canadians, believe it or not. And also many people in the Midwest, obviously. Some of these are old Californians that want to return, and some are saying, we're glad we're out of California, at least for now. But that's my point. California is a shipwreck. It really is. And, of course, the totalitarians have settled right. They've nested themselves. They've feather-bedded, as we call it in the business. But now there's a lot of things pushing back. There's no question about it. But I want to go back to Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas. This is a story that's captivating everybody right now. I just can't resist it because it is the resistance, right? This is a story that has really caught the eye, and it should, because this is a woman who's a freedom fighter for all of us. She's a freedom fighter for all of us. She's standing up to a tyrant, a tyranny within Texas. Because of the COVID-19, correct, that's right. And the so-called health laws, which mean nothing. They absolutely mean nothing. So we got a story here. Dallas salon owner begins week-long sentence for contempt of court. There you go. Right. There you go. Now, if you haven't heard about this story, good luck. You're about to hear about it. Dallas, Texas. We're gonna pull up. I think they actually have some sound of this. We're getting a very interesting, almost pornographic commercial before this whole thing breaks out. I'm not even gonna tell you what it's about. Oh, here we go. We gotta try this all over again.
Punishment for that today. Andrea Lucia reports.
Outside the courthouse, a small group of supporters gathered with flags and guns to watch the hearing on their phones. Yes! And to cheer on Shelley Luther.
A determination has been made that you are in contempt of this court.
As you can see, we are still open.
The salon owner openly defied the governor's order that salons remain closed. Ripped up a cease and desist letter from the county and ignored a temporary restraining order from the court.
If you would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge that your actions were selfish, putting your own interests ahead of those of the community in which you live.
Judge Eric Moyer offered Luther a chance to avoid jail time. He asked if she would apologize, acknowledge she was wrong, and agree to shut down her business until Friday. But Luther would not yield.
I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
The judge sentenced her to serve 7 days in jail.
Take this defendant into custody, if you please.
One day behind bars for each day her business opened its doors, while so many others stayed shut.
Well, tonight, Luther is here in the Dallas County Jail. The judge said Luther could not ignore the orders of elected officials simply because she disagreed with them. Her attorney said he would immediately be appealing the decision, and he said he believes that her business will continue to open its doors, accruing an extra $500 fine for every day it does before Friday. Reporting live in Dallas, Andrea Lucia, CBS 11 News.
Travesty of justice. Travesty of justice. So Shelley Luther, I like that name, Luther. Was found guilty in civil and criminal contempt of court for ignoring a temporary restraining order prohibiting her from operating her salon. No freedom of speech for her. No First Amendment for her. Yep. That's what it's coming down to, is things like this. Based upon faulty, fake science. That's what we've come to. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So that's the way they're doing it. We were talking before, we got Georgia, we got Texas, and now we got California coming up on their enforcement issues. And of course in Georgia, that they want your blood. In Ventura County, they want your blood. And we know they're doing forgeries and giving false information about who died from what by the county coroner. Shocking. Much to the chagrin and upset to a lot of people there. I mean, how would you like it if your loved one died of heart failure, had nothing to do with the coronavirus, and they come back, you get a death? Coronavirus is the cause of death. I wouldn't like it at all. And this is not the first time. We've had people calling us talking about that. And, you know, I want to make sure that you understand this is wrong, guys. This is very, very wrong when they do this. But they're doing it. And they're doing it for a number of different reasons. And we pointed out yesterday when we had this woman on who was a virologist who was outing everybody. We might go back to that. And talking about this whole thing being a hoax orchestrated by the World Health Organization, which this is the thing. We now know that Fenton is suing Fenton. Judicial Watch is suing Anthony Fauci. Oops. And Fenton and Judicial Watch have enormous, I guess you would say, success. Now, Yuba County, out here in California, the adjoining county to us, the two were the bad boys. County, Yuba and Sutter and Modoc, we opened in defiance of the state law. Well, not law, but the edicts of Gavin Newsom. So Gavin Newsom revs up his own Nazis. Here we go. Katie Grimes presents this. Yuba County Sheriff questions California state alcoholic beverage control, closing down bars in newly reopened rural county. The state is sending in agents without notifying the local authorities? This is a little overreach, and I'm going to get into this a little bit, but certainly about the constitutionality of sheriffs, because we have constitutional sheriffs both here in Yuba and in Sutter counties, and also up in Modoc County. And they're calling into question the state's authority, which is a good thing, in my opinion. A very good thing. And I'm glad that we're starting to see some of this pushback coming. And it needs to happen nationwide. Of course, Connecticut, you can't do that because they don't have constitutional sheriffs anymore. No. They did away with constitutional sheriffs. That's a problem. The California Globe was informed by several Facebook friends that in the rural counties which have reopened, the state is sending in agents from the California Department of State Alcoholic Beverage Control, or ABC, to close down bars. Tuesday, a woman reported that she and her husband had been enjoying her beer in a bar in Yuba Sutter, when ABC agents came in, booted the customers out, and shut the bar down. Others reported similar incidents. On Wednesday, we found out from our friends in the Territorial Dispatch that the state's ABC was doing this without notifying local authorities. Enter Yuba County Sheriff Wendell Anderson, who penned a letter to the citizens and businesses of Yuba County. It was brought to my attention of local law to the attention of local law enforcement that yesterday representatives from California Department of Alcohol and Beverage Control, ABC, were in the Yuba Sutter area contacting businesses. We are working with local businesses to obtain more information about each specific contact and what information ABC provided. We recognize ABC had its licensing authority over a business's ability to serve alcoholic beverages. We are working with the state and local officials to help mediate this issue moving forward. We encourage any business contacted by a state agency to ask for and verify proper identification and request a copy of any complaint that led to the business being contacted. Business owners should consider contacting their respective attorneys for legal guidance on any contacts from a state agency. We support the decision to resume businesses and support the local order by a health officer. We would like to remind and urge local businesses to educate themselves on the specifics of local order, of the local order, and to take steps to be in compliance. Similar to Governor Gavin Newsom's apparent get-even beach closures of Orange County, it's not difficult to believe the ABC agents were acting similarly with these rural counties, which reopened against the governor's orders. A little retaliation, so he breaks out the Newsom Nazis. That's what's going on here, guys. Newsom just breaks out his Nazis. One woman wrote on Facebook that the ABC is not allowing on-site liquor sales in Yuba Sutter, but you can still order it to go. That's true. I interviewed the Silver Dollar owner, and that's what he told me. He says, bizarre as it is, you can still order it to go. In your car, you can put it right there in your cup holder. That's where you can drive with your booze, in the cup holder. Handily placed in arm's reach of your steering wheel. It's for your safety. The letters are written in different type fonts. She posted this video of two California ABC agents standing close together in a bar video. Sans glove or mask. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Sans glove or mask. I'm trying to figure out. There's a misspelling here going on. Sorry, Katie. Ordering everyone else to properly socially distance. A patron asked the agents why they didn't socially distance from each other or wear masks or gloves. We're working right now, was the answer. Oh, really? Well, we're eating. Ironically, on its website, the ABC agency says, we are aware that this pandemic has had very real and immediate impacts on businesses, community-based organizations, and local government agencies we serve and work with. Because the stakes are so high, we understand that we need to be as flexible as we can during this very difficult phase of confronting this virus. The phony virus, right. It's not a stretch to see that this is retaliation to smarty pants counties which have reopened without marching in lockstep with the governor. And the state's licensing authority over a business's ability to do its job is a big threat. It's a Nazi threat by the Newsom Nazis. But the message to the governor is that one size does not fit all of California's 58 counties, 164 square miles of land, and 40 million residents. Yeah, and then she's got this little poster. Get your attorneys out, folks. So it's retaliation. Absolutely retaliation, just like they did in Orange County. Mm-hmm. Because we opened, obviously without permission, right? From the governor? Uh-huh. Just a little baiting going on. Maybe they're baiting people so that the Nazis can come in, right? And allowing these two counties to open with constitutional sheriffs, I might add. Is it a trap? Could be. Could be. I mean, they want the notoriety. They want the U.S. District Court rules that no justice yet for Republican Assembly. They've got all kinds of different things going on in California. This was something that happened the other day. The California state assembly and Senate reconvened after about a month off. Blessings to all of us for that month off, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So, rounding up the usual suspects, are we? So how many people are going to get arrested today? There's supposed to be a rally in Sacramento. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Anyway, just saying. What's going to happen to Biden? I mean, they're clearly not going to have him be the presidential candidate. And then it's clearly not going to be Gavin Newsom, the pretty boy. He's got other issues going on, right? Says, of course, the one thing that's going on. Oh, this is an interesting. I'm sorry, this is a tail end, Charlie, to what's going on with California and Newsom's other issues. Okay, this is a big story. Katie Grimes spearheaded this story. And I was on a phone call, she was on the other day, and she was reporting about this. It was a very interesting reportage, Katie Grimes, for the California Globe. But this is a follow-up article that came out of Fox by David Aro, And it's interesting. I think we're going to play some of this. Ah, here we go. This is what I was looking for. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow your ears out. We got the Chinese connection. Listen, if you don't think this is war, we got some other things going on. Okay, we said that California's broke is a joke. We've explained that. And last night, Chris Street was on air with us in the telephone call. It took almost an hour to explain to everybody. Over 209 callers last night. That's a big number for us. We started out with 20 on the first call on a Wednesday night. Now it's not. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. And you're welcome to call in. Anybody can call in. We'll start hammering on this. Sunday we're going to have another one. So anyway, just go to newcaliforniastate.com. There's a telephone number. I'll write it down. I'll even broadcast that number in that code. Anyway, why did Newsom make a contract with a Chinese car company? Remember the hysterics? We don't have enough masks. We don't do this. Blah, blah, the president don't need it. Blah. Over nothing, right? And it is nothing because the deaths and everything in California just are not. And of course, we're getting the fraud now about people that are putting, you know, COVID-19 as the cause of death when it's really not happening. Ventura County is a good example of that. Anyway, this is somebody, I don't know who this is, reporting for Fox News. We're going to find out real quick here now. Here we go.
Questionable deal made across the Pacific. California Governor Gavin Newsom agreeing to spend $1 billion of taxpayer money to buy maybe 500 million masks from BYD, a Chinese automaker backed by Warren Buffett. The first shipment of just 3 million masks arriving in the state.
Okay, listen, I want to tell you something. We brought this to your attention immediately when we found out about the deal. We sussed the whole story out because we were watching one of his afternoon things and we said, wait a minute, he mentioned, he tried to couch it. I don't know if they're going to have it on this clip here, but Gavin was trying to be Slick Willie, you know, and he tried to couch it. Well, there's this agent, we've got this consortium going and we're going to collect $1 billion from our nonprofits and NGOs and so on. And we're going to buy our own masks from our own Asian company. And they're going to give us 200 million a day of these masks. We're a nation state, after all, is what he said. Yeah, nation. See, of course, now he's broke as a joke. We're going to get into that in a second. Because we're going to read the grievance to you. And yesterday's grievance kind of points it out. Now, and I want to be very clear, because I don't know why people are being tepid about this and reporting this. And Melissa Francis, who's been on our show a couple times, Melissa Francis points this out. Duh. Gavin Newsom is good friends with who? Warren Buffett. Charles Munger Jr. is the guy who's been buying and selling and destroying the California State Republican Party for years. He brought you all these constitutional amendments to change the Constitution, so that we got gerrymandering, and then we got top two, and all this other good stuff. He orchestrated that. Now, why do I bring that up? Because Charles Munger is Warren Buffett's partner. Shocking. And Warren Buffett owns this car company. They have a branch in Lancaster, California, which is part of New California, I might add, and also in China. They're just Chinese. So he's lied about that. The guy just is a, you know, he's a good liar, right? He's not even good, actually. Obama was better. He was a better liar. Here we go.
This past weekend, here now is Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal. He's a columnist and a Fox News contributor. So here's what we know in the facts to date. So far, the state has wired, they say, $600 million to this company, and they have received only 3 million masks. They're not even the N95, according to reports. They're just regular old surgery masks. And this company had promised that they could make 5 million a day somehow, even though before they were making electric cars. They've only put out 3 million. And you know, for the record, 3M makes about 3 million a day. What do you make of this deal?
Well, everything involving China is like this. Look, some in Europe are complaining that when they get the goods from China, they're defective. The one thing I'd say, the most troubling thing is the secrecy. Tell us why you made the deal, when you made the deal, what the pricing was. Today on Amazon, they're offering a pack of 50 masks for $38. So clearly it looks like China way overpaid. But the question is, were they overpaying when they ordered? You know, when the mask became mandatory in my state, for example, they did it overnight, and I had no idea where to get them. I had friends from overseas sending them in. So they probably paid a premium price for panicking and doing it, you know, a month ago than they would if they did it today. Plus all the other uncertainty about the production. I mean, we do have in the U.S. shipments of goods made here being intercepted by FEMA and directed elsewhere. So it just seems like a mess. But the real way to handle it is to be open about when they made the contract and why.
It's also bizarre that, you know, he took the word of a company that doesn't make masks, that makes electric cars. And they said that they were going to do a better job, a faster job of producing these masks than the largest mask maker here in the U.S. And we didn't have any details about how are they going to turn the car company. I mean, a lot of car companies here were saying that they were going to turn to other production. But right. But these guys were promised to do it even better than the people who actually make masks. And based on that, they sent money overseas. I mean, that's really what I would be like. I don't know if you can really do that. You know what? When it gets here, I'll pay you if you've got them. And to date, you know, they don't have masks to show for this. They have 3 million masks that aren't the good kind everybody's looking for.
Melissa, I lived in Hong Kong for 10 years. The amount of people who trusted China to deliver something at the time they said, at the price they said, who have been gypped, you know, would stretch around this country. So it does seem it could be just another China ripoff.
Yeah. Bill McGurn, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Just another China ripoff. Now it says here California is expected to be refunded $247 million it paid to a Chinese car company under a $1 billion deal that has attracted criticism for Governor Newsom's administration, officials said Wednesday. Build Your Dreams is the name of the car company building those masks. Dreams. Here you go. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Now, here's one about Newsom. You know, we've got this botched deal that, the car company, Warren Buffett's deal, right? You see the incestuous relationship. We're just going to give my friend $1 billion. It's okay. We can't make this up. It's chaos in California. It's chaos. It's funny money. It's just, a billion here, a billion there. Who gives a crap? Just pay us all off, right? No, the minions don't. You got to be slaves to us. And you can't go out with your family and enjoy a drink because you get run out by these people. Tell you what, that wouldn't happen to me. Somebody else would be run the hell out of that restaurant. It used to take a... Listen to this. This is from Steve Frank. Newsom changes workers' compensation system without a legislative vote. Do you see what's going on here? Straight up tyranny. He's now ignoring even his own legislature. And by the way, this is just hysterical. This whole deal with the $1 billion thing with the cars, bring your dreams, whatever the hell that means. This whole deal with the masks, he just did it. The hell with the legislative analyst office, the hell with the assembly, the hell with the Senate. Screw them, I don't need, and this fits exactly what I've been telling you this guy's been doing, or the way the system is working in California. This fits exactly what I was talking about. You don't need a legislature as a dictator. Really? Don't you? Why? That's my point. They have successfully destroyed the California Republican Party, and, in my opinion, there's no viable Democratic Party. Now, there is a semblance of a Libertarian Party, but I got to tell you straight up, folks. I went to the Libertarian Convention in Los Angeles a couple years ago. Remember Johnson? That's who it was. Johnson. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Remember him? That guy? Well, I never sang on radio. There it was. You just heard it. That's a clip forever. But listen, here you got Gary Johnson. Is that his name? The guy who was running as a Libertarian? And then at the Libertarian, I was invited, all expenses paid, by the way, to go to Orlando to their national convention to cover that. I was covering the state Libertarian Convention, and I thought, holy moly, what is this? What in the world is this? I mean, it was like a, you know, again, it was like a, it was almost, it would not, I can't really say totally. When I used to go to the California Democratic conventions, I always used to say, when you go there, it's just like walking into the scene, the barroom scene in Star Wars. That's what it's like. So then when I went to the one, and only one, libertarian one, it was the guy that was dressed up in the skimpy panties in little tutu and bra. That's it. And his combat boots on. That guy. And all made up and garish and had a wig and hairy legs and a hairy chest sticking through his bra. Now, I remember that vividly. And I was sitting there thinking, and then he gets up and speaks. He does. He can walk and chew gum, and he can hang out in his bra with his hairy legs. And then he gets up and speaks to the group. And listen, he made perfect sense. I'm like going, now this is a real contradiction. The guy's making perfect sense. And what he was talking about with the legislation or what they were doing at the time, I'm going, well, I would politically have to agree with him. I mean, I don't agree with what he's doing or how he's doing. I don't look like the look. It's kind of a bad little look going on there, little nasty boy. But he made sense. And I thought, geez, man, what are we going to? This is California-style libertarianism, right? Okay, but then there were, listen, I got to tell you, that year, this is 2016, that year, the best local candidates for local offices like your assembly and Senate and so on in California, in my opinion, and I interviewed probably 20 of them that were running on the Libertarian ticket for those state offices, and they were fantastic. Everyone was qualified. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, why aren't you in the Republican Party? I never asked them that because I knew what their answer was going to be. It was always the same because the Republican Party doesn't like Republicans and conservatives. Shocking. They hate them. My point is that they have consciously destroyed the party system. There is no more Republican form of government in California, and that's evidenced by the fact that now, exactly as I said, if you are a dictator, you do not need the two-party system. And now you have openly in defiance Newsom ignoring the legislature. And who's going to call him out? Actually, even some of the Democrats are calling him out. Like, aren't you supposed to talk to us about that? And they go, well, I say it's too late for you guys as a legislature. It's over. This is a dictatorship, and the prima facie evidence is right here. Newsom changes workers' comp system without a legislative vote. Aren't you shocked by that? I am. I'm really more shocked by the hairy-legged guy with the bra, the red tutu, and the thong look. I mean, the tutu was really skimpy, and you could see his cheeks. I mean, his buttocks. Stay with us. You're probably learning more about libertarians than you probably want to. But he made perfect sense. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Shelley Luther.
Yeah, Shelley Luther. I guess everybody's kind of going crazy over that Shelley Luther chick in Dallas, Texas, who was marched off to jail because she wanted to feed her children and put her employees back to work in the face of a real fraud perpetrated on the entire world. Shocking. And it's really a shame. It really, truly is a shame. And I'm really... Not a happy camper, obviously, about this sort of thing. I think it's just really ridiculous that we're putting people out of work. We're doing the things that we're doing, really to destroy this country, and that's really what these people want to do. Is they want to destroy this country? It's pretty obvious to me, and it should be obvious to you. So it's the fourth in a series of four, apparently, unless Nancy Pelosi between now and the election wants to. Put an end to Donald Trump and cause him to be again tried, and certainly unsuccessfully tried for high crimes and misdemeanors and an impeachment again. He can be impeached again. Yeah, right, wrong. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be very unfavorable to the Democrats. I think they know that, too. I really believe that they know that. I really think that they are sitting there thinking, gee whiz, what kind of real trouble can we get into next? And how can we get out of it? And what's the benefit for us? They're trying to... This whole COVID thing, I'm telling you, this whole COVID thing, I believe, is a hoax to try and bail out the blue states. The blue states, who are they? New York, California, Chicago, Illinois? Come on. The top three blue states are broke as a joke and have been. And California is $2 trillion in debt. So why wouldn't you perpetrate this level of a hoax to get to squeeze more money out of the American people? So that, you know, California... Gavin Newsom, in order not to be arrested, go to jail, be charged for fraud, actually comes out and finally admits finally admits California doesn't have any rainy day fund, and he was lying. In fact, we're up and over by maybe as much as $100 million. Billion, I'm sorry. Shocking. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.